Why are you talking about anti-Semitism when you're not Jewish?
Because I've been impacted by anti-Semitism.
Are you a Jew?
No, people think I am, and I've been called a fucking Jew, and had my someone threatened to kick my ass because they thought I was Jewish, so it's impacted me as well. We are not anti-Semitic. That's a lie.
So you've been affected by anti-Semitism because people mistaked you as a Jew?
Correct. Yeah.
Are you listening to yourself?
Yes.
Are you guys not scared? There was meant to be a massive protest
no!
here.
No!
Why should we be scared of them? It's our home.
They're scared. They cover their faces. They're scared to show that they're proud.
Avi Yemini for Rebel News in Melbourne, Australia, outside the Caulfield Synagogue, where Jews are gathering to protect the house of worship after anti-Israel protesters promised to intimidate locals. What brings you to Caulfield? Is there a reason why you're still wearing a mask in 2024, almost 2025? Let me ask you something. Do you think it was a good idea to come here to a synagogue to protest?
Hey, I'm going to give you direction to move on. All right?
On what basis?
Just for your safety.
No, I'm here for a peaceful protest.
How do you like people in your face?
Right?
It's for your safety, buddy.
No, mate.
Don't come here. You're not welcome here.
What would go through someone's head to think that it's a good idea to come to the heart of the Jewish community to protest Israel outside a synagogue, a place of worship? You feel like a bit of an idiot now that you're here alone, none of your friends showed up, you're wearing a mask. I don't know what makes you look worse. The fact that you came to protest at a synagogue or that you're wearing a mask at the end of 2024. Seems like the only real genocide in 2024 is old mate's brain cells gone.
I've been told that I'm under arrest for refusing to move on order.
Would you support Jews rallying outside a mosque in support of Israel, waving Israeli flags? All right, mate, have a good night, stay safe, and check your white privilege, eh? Is that funny? There we go. We're getting somewhere. James, when was the last shower you had? We've got to get to the real questions here at Rebel News. He smells. What about your white privilege was funny? Which part of that? Share the joke with the audience.
Europeans go to another country, they bulldoze the inhabitants out, and then they talk about white privilege. It's amusing.
So how much of Israel is European? Do you know where I'm from? I'll give you a hint. My last name is Yemini. And the majority of Israel don't come from Europe. But you wouldn't know that. You just repeat nonsense you see on TikTok. So Jews go back to Europe? All Jews, including Jews from Yemen? Or do you just want them to die silently? How you doing, guys? What brings you to the heart of the Jewish community?
So I just ask that you don't walk past me, all right?
Yeah, no jumps. No jumps. I'm in a different group. I'm part of media. It's fine.
I understand. Yeah. I don't really want you to upset.
Yeah, that's fine.
Got it?
So you don't want us to upset them. They've come to the Jewish community to upset
We just want to put a line in between you guys so that you don't do this, all right?
Free Palestine!
But you're at a synagogue. Why did you come to a synagogue if it's not about Jews?
Free Palestine!
There were war criminals in there.
How would you feel if Jews went to a mosque?
Shame on you! Shame on you for conflating the two! Judaism!
Tell me, what do you know about Judaism? Come here. Ma'am, you know so much about Judaism.
What do you know about a genocide and killing kids, buddy?
What do I know? There's no genocide.
Oh, of course there isn't.
Even the Hamas ministry doesn't even claim those numbers. This is how deluded they are. They don't even believe the terrorists anymore. They've made up their own numbers, 750,000.
Free Palestine!
Have you ever been out of Australia?
So-called Australia.
It's crazy because what is it all about? What are they against?
White colonizers like you.
They're no colonizer here. This is our land. Eretz HaKodesh is our land.
Are you saying you're not a European colonizer?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You look like a European colonizer to me.
I'm not. Of course I'm not.
Why are you talking about anti-Semitism when you're not Jewish?
Because I've been impacted by anti-Semitism.
Are you a Jew?
No, people think I am, and I've been called a fucking Jew, and had my someone threatened to kick my ass because they thought I was Jewish, so it's impacted me as well. We are not anti-Semitic. That's a lie.
So you've been affected by anti-Semitism because people mistaked you as a Jew?
Correct. Yeah.
Are you listening to yourself?
Yes.
And why are you culturally appropriating the kafir?
I'm showing solidarity with Palestinians who've been genocided by Israel. More than 200,000 Palestinians and Lebanese have been killed by Israel with
when?
The help of the U.S.
When?
Since you know since when.
200,000? Even Hamas doesn't say.
I know, but The Lancet came out in June of this year saying 185,000 people have died from the war.
Why do you think they're so brainwashed?
I think the media. The media is basically bringing so much hatred in the world, and people are just basically watching the news, and they don't actually seek the truth. There's no genocide. It's all a lie. It's fake.
Why do you feel like you could talk on behalf of Jews?
Pardon?
Why do you feel like you could talk on behalf of
Jews? I was invited by a Jewish comrade to speak.
Isn't it funny that you guys keep claiming that you have Jewish comrades, yet they're never here?
Because her life was threatened. Someone threatened to run over her with a car.
Isn't that convenient that suddenly no Jews are here? It's just a bunch of anti-Semites.
I said no Jews are here.
Bring
sir.
The Jews out.
Fuck you. I don't have to bring anyone in front of your face. Why don't you get the fuck out of my face?
Why are you such an anti-Semite?
I'm not an anti-Semite.
Were you born with that hate for Jews? You have Jewish friends.
So sad.
Did you say you have Jewish friends?
If you were just taller, you probably wouldn't be such a sad little cunt.
What do you know about Palestine?
Free Palestine.
One thing you know. Anything? You don't know anything?
More than you, mate.
What do you know? What's the capital of Palestine?
Free Palestine.
Who's the president of the Palestinian people?
Free Palestine.
What year was Palestine a state?
Free Palestine.
Nothing, huh? Just chance. The ignorance of this law is so, it's so telling. They don't know the first thing about Israel or Palestine. They couldn't tell you anything. They couldn't point to it on a map.
Palestine will be free.
What river? What sea? You make up numbers, so you probably can make up the river and sea.
We don't need to pass your history exam, your map exam, wiggle, wiggle, ma'am. We don't need to do it.
Why are you covering your face?
Go talk to someone else, mate. We're not after a conversation with you.
You're not after having a conversation? You've come here. You've come to the heart of the Jewish community and you don't want to talk?
From Nam to Gaza, long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!
So you're calling for Intifada?
Long live the Intifada!
Do you know what Intifada is? You're calling for terrorism in the heart of a Jewish community. The face of the tolerant left travel from the northern suburbs to protest outside a synagogue against Jews. Why are you wearing gloves? Why have you got goggles? Why are you wearing a mask? Are you Palestinian? Why are you wearing a kafir? Put on your mask, mate. You don't want to catch COVID. Where did you come from?
Where do I come from? Where
are you from?
You make me uncomfortable.
Are you uncomfortable?
Can you please go away?
You prefer Hamas?
You make me uncomfortable.
You like Hamas?
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Hamas, do they treat women well?
No comment, go away.
From the river to the sea, we'll all be free, Habibi. We'll all be free, inshallah.
Your Arabic sounds very authentic. Your friend says that you're lying about the numbers. Your friend says it's not 750,000 people. Should we fix it, or is she an idiot who doesn't know the facts?
From 2014,
she said from October 7.
6,000.
She said 750 from October 7. Why are you arguing? Numbers change. Facts change with you guys, don't they? So how many are dead? Because I'm confused. One friend says 750,000. She says 20,000.
There's a special place in the Hague for people like you. Yeah.
Like, who's people like me? Who?
Also, you want that question.
Who? Jews?
You want that question.
Jews? Why? We're being asked nicely to move back. Come round here. I think they're probably going to move in. And they're going to shut them down.
Yeah.
So Victoria Police now moving on the protesters who travelled from the northern suburbs to the heart of the Jewish community to harass Jews outside a synagogue.
What kind of a man are you?
Well, my daughter's got bombs falling on her house. What the hell are you going to call me a genocider? My daughter lives in the civilian area. What about your genocider?
Oh, little shit, calm down.
No words.
Look, I'm fine here.
Let's go, mate.
Didn't you get a move on order?
Thanks, Harvey. Please leave.
So do you want to answer me now? How would you feel that if Jews went to a mosque?
Do what you want, mate.
So you're okay with that?
No, I'm saying... Right.
I'm asking, are you cool with it, or do you have a double standard?
No, I don't. Okay, you're getting an official direction to move on, right? Because I believe your presence here is causing a breach of the peace.
Right, if they're causing a breach of the peace.
Stop, listen. If you refuse to move on, you'll be committing an offence, you'll get arrested for that offence.
Right, what's the offence?
Okay. Failure to move on.
Right, under which act?
Under which act?
Yeah.
Mate.
He was already arrested. He was already arrested.
Was that you? Yes. All right, mate. Right. You're under arrest. Failure to move on.
Snitches get stitches.
What's your name?
James.
James Luke.
Crafty.
James Crafty?
Yeah.
See you later, James. James, just so you know, that arrest is more real than the genocide. Would you go to a mosque and protest in solidarity with Israel?
We have no interest in going towards them. They're just coming to us.
The fact that police made us stay back and not move them in our own suburb, this is a Jewish area, if we went to the Arab area, would be kicked out, if not... injured and stuff.
It took way too
disgusting.
Long. All we just wanted some common decency and some respect, and that's just absolutely disgusting.
I'm Yisrael Chai!
Hey!
I'm Yisrael Chai!
Hey!
I'm Yisrael! I'm Yisrael! I'm Yisrael Chai!
What are you all so happy about? Why are you dancing so hard?
We love Israel.
The Jews are coming together to support Israel.
Greeks over 50 are very pro-Israeli. Greeks under 50 are very pro-Palestinian. A lot of our Greek kids, unfortunately, have forgotten our history.
There was a supposed protest planned right here at a place of Jewish worship. So to see the Jewish community, and not just Jews, but allies of the Jewish community, coming out so strongly in such a bold manner to defend their place of worship and to stand up for their community, I think it's fantastic, Harvey. No one here is scared, despite the threats.
The main reason why I'm here, I have been a steadfast supporter of the Jewish community. I've got my business here the last 20 years. What's happening in Australia is a simple disgrace. The fact that we're allowing hate to overcome morality and common sense is just pathetic.
Why do you think they would come to a synagogue and protest outside a place of worship?
I have no idea, you know. I think they believe in the wrong things. And it's all based on hatred, which is not good, you know. We're here to love one another.
Are you guys not scared? There was meant to be a massive protest here.
If we're here, they're not going to dare come and try and take over us because we're going to protect our home.
Why should we be scared of them? It's our home.
They're scared. They cover their faces. They're scared to show that they're proud.
She makes a good point. I thought they were just scared of COVID. Well, there you have it. The crowd now slowly dispersing after a community who came together in the face of a threat, uniting to stare down the hate. And the hate did arrive in small numbers, but were no match to the Melbourne Jewish community. If you enjoyed this clip, make sure to like, comment, but most importantly, share it far and wide to show the world what the hipster left have become, traveling all the way to the other side of town to try and intimidate a Jewish community at their place of worship. And then head over to followavi.com. Make sure to subscribe to the mailing list and follow me across all platforms to ensure you never, ever miss a thing. Followavi.com.